Good day, everybody. My name is Anita Ehuman. I'm a software developer, a technical writer, and also a fan of open source. And today I will be speaking on the topic, improving onboarding in post. But before we get started, what is onboarding? Onboarding is a process of formally integrating newly recruited members of the community through the basic knowledge and skills that they need to have in order to excel in that particular community. But then there are some common mistakes that are made in open source communities when onboarding new members of the community, and some of these mistakes are abandoning new recruits after they are accepted into the community. You've noticed that this is a challenge in most open source communities because there's loads of work to be done and everybody's pretty occupied, so much that they neglect the fact that the new members of the community might need aid on getting started in a particular community. And no one actually looks out for the welfare, if they're actually keeping up on the progress that's going on in the community or not. And another mistake that's made when onboarding members is in a community where there is an unorganized onboarding team. This way, most of the newly recruited members do not have an idea of who exactly they're actually supposed to meet in terms of questions and challenges that they may encounter when working on a particular project. This is because there's no organized team that is solely in charge of onboarding in that particular community. Another common mistake that is made is overloading newly recruited members with too much information. This always happens because people, a lot of times, it's assumed that since there are documentation that actually explain that particular project, then if these documentations are just sent out to new members of the community, they should be able to read it through. But then there is no guarantee that they actually go ahead to read this particular documentation. And another common mistake that is made is not making onboarding digital or mobile and interactive. Not everybody tends to understand things that are in documentation because not a lot of persons actually digest things faster with reading, but would rather prefer watching videos and tutorials. And most open source communities do not take out time to create tutorials for people to refer back to if they have questions pertaining a particular project. Another common mistake that is made when onboarding is the manager and the maintainers of the particular project missing in action. This happens because oftentimes it's because there's loads of work for the maintenance of that particular repository, so much that they're not readily available to answer to the questions of the newly recruited members of that particular community. Another common mistake that comes up is assuming that the newly recruited members are aware of their obligations in that particular community. In this case, people tend to forget that these are actually persons that are new to that particular community, and there are very high chances that they're new to open source, and this might also be the first time giving open source contributions a try. So you can't just assume that they should be aware of the do's and the don'ts of that particular community and the contribution guidelines, except they're put through during the onboarding process. Yes, some of them, the effect of poor onboarding in a community. When members of a community are not properly onboarding, they tend to experience certain challenges, and these challenges leads to unstructured and unfinished projects in that particular community. This is because most of the members of the community who happens to be new to that particular project spend a lot of time trying to understand and digest the procedures that are expected to be followed in achieving the project's target, and they forget that time is not on the side. And also, another effect is it lowers the level of employee engagement. This happens because people are not fully committed to that particular project because they did not feel that, they did not feel committed, they did not feel properly onboarded, and they did not feel like they are a part of that particular community. And so they did not spend a lot of time being engaged and participating in activities that go on in that particular community. And there's also reduced productivity, and most of the targets are not met because there's no proper guidance for the newly recruited members.